Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, let's see what's going on this morning. One of the biggest news stories is that UPS plane that went down in Kentucky. There was some updates this morning. I believe 7 people were killed, 11 injured. Flights were slowly starting to resume out there, and all sorts of video footage now coming out from this plane crash, including some dash cam video where the guy was sitting there like right in the path of that thing coming down. And it was something like out of a horror movie. And then he rightfully so freaked out in that video.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Multiple profanities, but, you know, to be expected. I posted it on my Instagram, but just insane. Scary, too.
Yeah.
A lot of fuel. A lot of fuel on that plane.
7 people's families' lives that have changed for forever just in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yep. Ugh. So that's going on this morning. Tay-Tay is in the news. They ran the numbers regarding her new album, Life of a Showgirl. The first week it was out, just the first week, she made $135 million.
Oh, good. Okay. She was hurting, so good for her.
So that's good? First week? I'm just wondering.
Have you made $135 million in a week?
I think it's pretty good.
But I just gave comparison to her other albums because we were talking about.
You know what? I didn't break it down, but yes.
I would say that's good.
I feel like that's good.
Okay, good.
She did $135 million in like 7 days. You know, it's not too shabby.
That's good.
She could go out to eat whenever she wants.
She sure could.
She can get the side of guac.
Get
the side of guac.
Doesn't even have to leave.
Extra chicken, too.
Everything delivered.
Everything's going to be great for Tay-Tay. $135 million in 1 week. Good God.
I'm so sad.
There's some funny news coming out this morning, too, about those the big jewelry heist from the Louvre.
Oh, yeah.
That was in the news.
They caught the people, right?
Yeah.
Like 7 of them or something.
I think they got some suspects. I don't know if they are the actual people, but according to a security investigation, the password for the video surveillance system that I guess they took out was Louvre.
No.
Which is like one step up above password.
Yes.
Just using password or password one.
Did they put the little zero for the O instead of
No. The password for the Louvre was Lou.
Oh, man. Well, you know what?
They were like, this is a hard word to spell. Here we go.
No one will get the R.
Sydney Sweeney. That's all I have to say about that.
Okay. Hey, Sydney. How you doing?
Still hot.
So she's good? She's
good? Big news this morning. Sydney Sweeney still hot.
Okay. Here we go. All right.
Do we even need to go anything? She just broke her silence on the whole American Eagle jeans thing.
Oh.
She said the reaction was definitely a surprise, she said. She's like, it was just a jean ad. I love jeans. I wear jeans all the time. I'm literally in jeans and a t-shirt every day of my life. So that was, and then she went on for some other nonsense, but then I noticed she was still hot. So I didn't hear it. I don't even care.
She's so pretty.
Did you guys see that dress she was wearing the other day?
Oh, is the see-through dress?
Several times.
Whoa.
Which is so funny how that makes headlines, because I think she's naked in every movie she's ever been in.
Yeah, she definitely.
And then they're like, she wore a see-through dress.
But
We've seen it.
It's provocative.
Been there,
like,
done that.
You know, she's wearing it like on stage in front of other people. And it's like, then, because you have like them staring at you. And it's like, you still have to stare at her face, because if you stare at, you know,
I don't think
while
you have
you're talking.
You don't have to at that point.
I think you do.
She's inviting the stares.
I think you still have to stare at their face.
I would
be
a gentleman,
hard.
And I would look her in the eye.
Of course you would. You'd have to.
I'd be a gentleman.
I don't think she would appreciate you just being like, so I love you in all your movies.
You can wear a see-through dress and still not expect stares?
Absolutely, Josh.
Yeah, you got to be a gentleman.
You don't look straight into him.
Could be in such a pervert, Josh.
Could be in such a pervert. Katie, you wouldn't look.
We know about you. We know.
I'd
Josh,
probably
don't be
glance, but I wouldn't have a full-on conversation.
You would use your peripheral vision.
Yeah, directly
into
the sun.
That's when that comes into play.
You can't do that. So.
You would leave the event and go thank your eye doctor, you know, for your yearly checkups and thank them for maintaining your peripheral vision.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for my peepers.
Good peepers.
We got to meet her. Let's invite her on the show.
Yay! Jelly Roll's in the news. He was dancing in some sort of video. He's lost so much weight. He says people are calling him Veggie Roll now instead of Jelly Roll.
Dude, he looks good, man.
Made me laugh.
That's
I know.
Funny.
It's Veggie Roll. And then how about this Yum Brands, which is a fantastic name of a company. Yum Brands.
They do the snack boxes.
Do they?
Well, they own everything. Right?
They have announced that they're reviewing strategic options when it comes to Pizza Hut, including a possible sale of the chain because they're facing all sorts of challenges in a crowded pizza market, says this story. There's too many pizza chains now. They have about 20,000 stores in more than 100 nations, and they're not doing well.
What?
But they said no one out-pizzas the Hut.
I was just going to say, room for the Hut. Like, move over.
I love Pizza
Hut. Pizza Hut's really good.
I choose Pizza Hut over Domino's.
Yeah, if we're kicking anyone out, not Pizza Hut.
I mean, Blackjack.
Who are you kicking
out? I'm sorry.
No, Blackjack is money.
I don't want to just call people out for stuff.
Papa Murphy's, because we have to cook it ourselves.
No, I love Papa Murphy's.
But you got to cook
I
it yourself.
See,
Papa
it's a crowded
Murphy's.
Pizza market.
But
it's too crowded.
If I had to kick out maybe
Little
Papa
Caesar's.
John's.
I'm kicking out Little Caesar's.
Now Little Caesars, they've got $5 that Detroit style. The Detroit style Little Caesars is money.
Crazy I think there's
bread.
Room for
they
everybody.
Crazy bread.
I know. Didn't I agree, Josh? I don't want to kick out anybody. I think there's plenty
it's
of
pizza. Too much
pizza,
you guys.
When
no.
Domino's changed their
too
crust to that garlic crust, I hated it. So I'm kicking
see,
Domino's
that's
out.
That's my go-to is Domino's.
I'm kicking
see,
Domino's
and that's
out.
The thing. I feel like pizza is such a thing where it's a preference to where somebody's like, Domino's is my jam, you know? Like, I can't live without it. And then for me, like, I grew up on Pizza Hut, and they have the best breadsticks with that seasoning and the
what
butter.
What they need to do, so Katie, good. Is they need to bring the Pizza Hut back from our childhood, where you
with
go in and it's all the buffet, the
yes.
wood finishes, the red plastic cups,
yeah.
the tacky
the
lighting.
If you do order a pizza, it's like they bring it out, an angel brings it to you and puts it on a tray. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, it's a big deal when you order a full pizza at Pizza Hut. They have yeah. the tray they put on your table,
yeah.
then they bring out the individual, oh. like the serving thing is Ooh. For you to use. Like, they give you full access to the serving
You're
thing.
The picture.
You know what I mean?
I'd rather like, stare at that
yeah,
pizza than Sydney
you
Sweeney.
You get the big cups full of Pepsi or Coke.
Yeah,
like,
in
right
the white,
in
the
red
plastic.
Yeah, like see-through almost. Like,
I'm
going to
get Pizza Hut today.
Gosh,
I'm going to
yes,
order Pizza Hut today.
We need to go support the Hut, you guys.
All right,
like,
let's go.
Breadsticks for everybody.
JKJ, going to the Hut.
yeah.
Honestly, I'm busy today.
JKJ,
I got stuff
no,
going on.
No, we got to.
I'm sorry. I got
okay.
stuff going on.
Tomorrow, maybe.
Maybe. Well, okay. we got a meeting tomorrow.
Oh.
Maybe after the meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the sports stuff?
You guys ever heard of Tom Brady?
Yeah,
there you go. That's
crickets.
A question for you guys to answer. There we go. Love it. All right, Tom Brady.
Just get into
I was thinking
it.
About yep. pizza. I'm sorry, Josh.
He has done something crazy over the last couple years. He had a very beloved dog named Lua, and he loved her so much that when she passed away, he wanted to keep her, and so he had her cloned and is now having a new dog named Junie. And the dog is made from Lua's DNA. When she was a very old dog and kind of passing away, he teamed up with Colossal Biosciences, who took just a simple blood sample of her and made a new dog out of this named Junie. And that is wild to me that you can just do that.
Tom Brady That's, cloned a dog?
He cloned a dog.
Yeah, he's got money for it.
Yeah, he does. Not only is he... did he use Colossal Biosciences, but he is now an investor because they did such a good job in cloning the dog.
Oh, he's hey. Like, I'm going to get behind. Maybe they
yes.
can clone me one day.
Oh,
that's
my
what
gosh.
He's thinking.
I bet they
we
want...
should probably clone Tom Brady.
If you're
though.
Rich enough, I know.
If we're cloning
enough.
Anybody.
But would you ever clone, like, if you're...
what? I'm just saying. He's an athlete among all athletes. Like, he's, like, seriously.
Would you ever clone Goldie Fawn?
No.
Oh.
No?
Jeez, that was
You
quick.
Wouldn't?
Uh-uh.
No? Never?
Hard pass.
Anything
you don't
want to
love
clone?
Her enough?
Anything you want to throw into the clone machine?
Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, okay. The human trials haven't started yet, Jer.
All right. Fingers crossed.
Okay.
All right. What else you got?
Okay, well, this is kind of hitting everybody. Yesterday, they said DIA was going to start seeing those air traffic control issues or, like, delays at the airport because of staffing issues, in concern with that. But they're expecting more this week and today if you've got a flight. So just a heads up if you are heading out there. Oh, we also have some election news, right? Like, those two things that were really big deals in our area. I think we're still waiting for full confirmation.
What are those two things that were big deals?
Well, I get
you. What are you talking about?
The one about... the kids getting school lunches and breakfast,
passed.
Right? That one passed. And then also it's the flavored tobacco ban also
passed,
I believe. But
the
they're
ban?
Still waiting
the
for the final numbers. Yeah, because they already
yeah.
had a ban.
And then
and
the kids still get the
upheld it. They
air
still
quote
get,
free lunches.
Exactly.
Taxpayers
so
are paying for.
Those two things were big deals in our local election. So we just wanted to address them. But also... Get ready for this, Explorers. The first map of the Summit Canyon has been released. This is Waterworld's latest renovations. Remember, they closed down a little early a part of the park because they were going to...
And it was a part that had been there for like
yeah,
30 years
ever.
Or something.
Yeah, like they needed to renovate it for sure, but they're doing a whole new area. So they just released the map yesterday, and it's funny because the map is cartoon. Like it almost looks like The Simpsons or something.
Really?
Like,
that's
it
funny.
Is kind
I
of
like
funny.
That.
Yeah, but they, you can like like look at and see exactly the new stuff that they're putting in. So they're going to have avalanche speed slides. Jeez, that was hard to say. G tumbling waters, peaceful shores, and new ways to play in Colorado's nice. Biggest water park is the way they described it. But you can go and look at this map, but you're going to have to wait to see what adventures lie ahead. Because it's not going to be open until next year. But next
dying
year,
to get over there and pee in that pool.
We have to, yes, you'll be one of the first. Yes, that is quite the
I hope they have a media day so I can write in and pee in it.
Oh, well.
Guys, that's good. Really? We peed in it. We're good.
We're good. I broke it in.
Just fine. I hope that it turns the water blue. Like, you know what I mean? When you pee in it and then it turns
it
the water
yellow.
Blue so it can show like this
yellow.
Guy. This guy peed get in
it.
The pool.
Here I am.
It's me. I'm the problem. Okay, so this is also something fun that DPD is doing. They're giving you vehicle trackers for your car in case it gets stolen. Yay! So starting at 2 today, you can actually get registered on their DPD auto theft prevention page. So it's really easy to register, but you have to do this to see so that you can reserve your spot. But all of the different locations, there's 6 different police stations within DPD. All of them are going to be doing it November 8th from 11 until 1, but you do have to register for it. But they're giving you those free trackers. And with Colorado being one of the worst for vehicle thefts in the country, this is probably something people should take advantage of. It doesn't track your vehicle all the time. It's just if your vehicle is reported stolen, then they can enact the enabling device. Then they can find
it's
it for
water
you.
World.
And they're finding a lot of vehicles
it's
like
Pizza
this.
Hut.
So this is the thing. Is this is helping a lot of people track down their vehicles. So as invasive as it may sound, they're saying that they don't track your vehicle when it's not
yeah,
stolen.
Yeah, and Alexa doesn't listen to us either until we say her name.
Take it for what you will, but if you're not committing, you know, bank robberies and stuff,
yeah,
you should
cares?
Probably be okay if the cops have your location every once
work
in a
home,
while.
Work
you know
home.
What I mean? Like, that's the thing. So if you really want to keep your vehicle safe, they're doing this in Denver, and I thought it was a really neat thing.
It
for
is,
them
and it's
to
free.
Do.
Why
exactly.
not?
It's
take
free,
advantage
exactly.
of it.
And then over in Larimer County, this is the final one here, Larimer County Sheriff's Office, they responded to a vehicle trespass in the foothills. So the caller reported that a bear had broken into his car, right? And he was still trapped in there. So the Larimer County Sheriff's Office had to go out. The bear was indeed inside the vehicle, and it was a mad bear, as you can imagine.
I bet.
He was not happy about being trapped inside that car. So they called them tactical paws. So they're taking them, and so they were able to open the car without being close to the bear to agitate him even
him
further. But they were able to get in, and he's like, oh, brr, 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 stupid car.
What kind of car was it? Do we know?
They didn't say what kind of car it was. I know, but they did get him free.
What if he was like in a Ford and he's like a Chevy guy or
exactly,
something?
Exactly, right? He's like the little Calvin and Hobbes peeing on the Chevy or Ford or whatever. But yeah, but they say like this is a unique situation because there wasn't any food or anything in the car. So this car owner did everything right. They weren't like attracting the bear or anything. It just was a curious bear that made his way into the vehicle, got
although
stuck.
Although they smell chapstick or anything,
I know.
They'll get in there.
Exactly.
Or hand sanitizer might smell good to them and they'll get in there.
You really have to be careful when you have your and this was just in the foothills. So this is, again, Larimer County. So we're talking up north, like probably Horsetooth Reservoir area, you know, that spot. But so you just have to be careful if you're going to be out in the wilderness. You know, it's their land, too.
Aw. Shout out to those officers who had to go out and deal with that, too.
Can you imagine?
I know. Like a bear?
Yeah, that would probably, like, really? It couldn't be somebody who just had a little too many? We're dealing with a bear here today.
Right.
Because they come across all kinds of stuff.
Sure.
I can't imagine drunk people would be fun to deal with either, but a bear
and
in
what
a
if
car?
The bear was drunk?
Drunk bear.
I know.
Ooh.
What if you got into something?
I'm an angry bear. Yeah, the hand sanitizer.
Yeah, I know, exactly.